For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's bring them on. From
that's angry Dave Hyde music.
Sun Sentinel, Dave Hyde, been around a long, long time, has seen it all, and he has been a little fired up here recently with what's going on with the Miami Dolphins. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Salty, Joe. I'm salty. How are you doing?
Okay. All right. I've been salty from time to time. So I got to ask you the Tua thing. As you know, everybody in South Florida and around the country has an opinion on the Tua thing, trying to figure out when they're going to let him come back and family and meeting with doctors and, you know, and all this stuff. Why is there so much conversation and it's so loud when it comes to Tua and this retirement or Tua anything?
You know, that's the question I asked in my column. I get, look. Ever since he stepped on the field, that national championship game as a freshman, there's been this loud following around Tua. But it just seems to be overboard right now in the concussion thing, in that, let's face it, none of us know what we're talking about when it comes to concussions, right? I mean, none of us know.
None. Not one. You're exactly right. Nothing.
And yet everybody is an expert. From Antonio Pierce, the Raiders coach, saying he should retire, to players lining up, to everybody's taking an opinion on, and I get it's part of our job to take an opinion, but part of our job is to take an informed opinion. And I've talked to doctors, you know, not just now, but 2 years ago, obviously, when we had to do all this, and they don't have solid opinions on. You know, one of the doctors said concussions are like snowflakes and that they're all different. They all got to be treated differently, and you got to be careful how you deal with them. There's no basically there's no number of concussions that end anybody's careers. It's how long the recovery takes and right. How the body and the mind respond. And so, you know, here's everybody playing doctor and you know, there's two stories. One is the Tua personal health story, and, you know, everybody hopes the best for him. Then there's the Dolphin story of how do you deal with a guy who might get hurt all the time, and they really haven't covered themselves very well in that.
No, and as you know, Skylar Thompson, hey, by the way, this is when, with the amount of money they spent on their best players this offseason, we move on with Skylar. Because you guys had a long time to think about who you wanted to be the backup quarterback, and you made a decision on Skylar, which is great, but he's got to go out and he got to make some plays. You can't just shut down the playbook.
Yeah, and the question is, how much of this offense was built just for Tua with the quick reads,
accurate
the
throws,
accuracy,
yeah.
The you know, anticipation, all the things that they. And can Skylar step in and do that? Or how much of the offense has to change? And can it change that quickly? And the bottom line is, you know, how much of Tua and the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel the last couple of years has been to make Tua comfortable? And was part of that not to go out and get a Jimmy Garoppolo or some backup that could fit into this system for a few games or half a season if Tua goes out?
How long, Dave, I know, I have no idea, but you think he's going to be out a while? I can't imagine they're going to let him come back real quickly because I think the whole country and the NFL is going to be under a microscope on how they handle this one, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? I mean, this is like, it couldn't have been under a bigger microscope every time he gets hurt like this. It seems like it's on a Thursday night game or a national, and there's
right.
accompanying video that's just played on a loop. And so, yeah, he's under a microscope. The Dolphins are under a microscope. How long? Half of me says I have no idea, like I said before, and the other half says, well, okay, let's play doctor and look at – they have a break coming up, a bye – after the New England game and three games. And, you know, that would buy a month of recovery. And, you know, if you're looking for the safe, easy landing spot, it's that. But if we get there and it's 2 months, who knows? Yeah. I mean, it could be any length of time.
Well, so the other article recently is you're not real happy with the structure of the team. And maybe they didn't get the right pieces, because let's be honest, even with Tua for seven quarters, we didn't look great. So what's your take on the structure of the team and the work that's been done by the front office?
Oh, look, remember, when they went into this tanking thing, Steve Ross said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over. You know, the Thomas Edison or the Albert Einstein definition, same thing over and over again. And yet here we are 6 years into this rebuild, if we're even in the rebuild anymore, and we're looking at some of the same questions and the same issues and the same people and wondering what's going on. How they don't have a third receiver on this team when everybody knew in the offseason, boy, the receivers have two great receivers and then they fall off the cliff. And in the opening game, there's two miscommunications with the third receivers who have just been signed a couple weeks earlier. So naturally, there's going to be miscommunication. Then you go across the defensive line or go to the defense. They're starting a 38-year-old and a 33-year-old. And that's hard. And we're not talking playing them. We're starting them and go through a 17-game season with that. And so, you know, I get handing out contracts to all these guys, even though they didn't need Jalen Ramsey didn't need a new contract. Tua, you know, I wrote I wouldn't give him the contract just for what's played out. And so you can go across the board, and this is the window is now for this team to win, and if it doesn't win now. What have these past 6 years have been about?
Oh, no. I think that this is a crucial season. This 1-1, especially, by the way, Dave, how about just, you just mentioned what we play before the bye week. These games are friggin' important because you're watching the way they're playing. These are the games you have a chance before you even talk about those last six games and what that might look like. They've got some very winnable games that should have, you know, a winning record going into that bye week, hopefully. But I'm with you, man. It's this you can't just throw it away because Skyler's going to be the quarterback. You had a long time to think about, you know, who's going to be your backup quarterback too. And Skyler's a guy, which is fine. Now he's just got to see improvement from the last time that he had a chance to start the game, and that was 2 years ago, to see what he plays like. So I want to ask you, you know nothing's going to change, right? You know, in the contracts, extensions and stuff, everybody's here. I don't see anybody getting let go no matter what happens. What about you?
Are we in the front office? Or
yeah, front office, yeah, coaches.
I mean, look, there's
no,
been
nobody's
no pressure.
Going anywhere.
There's been no pressure on anybody in this from inside that I've ever heard about in the last 5 years. And so, you know, I call Chris Greer general manager for life. You know, he'll be here forever. And you know, Mike was just signed to a contract extension. And so the culture is to make everybody comfortable, and a happy team and a comfortable team is a winning team. That's really the culture of the Dolphins, and beyond the speed and all that. And I would love to work in a business like that where you know, the bosses are making the top guys really comfortable. Wait, I do work in a business like that if my boss is listening. So, it's a novel way to do it, and we'll see how it all works out. But yeah, there's pressure to win right now, and you look at the first crisis point of the season. Obviously, it's now when they play Seattle and Tennessee and New England, three teams that they're mediocre at best, and yet the Dolphins are without their quarterback, and so this is suddenly an easy stretch has become a tough stretch.
Yeah, it's
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be a really, really interesting one going forward. First of all, the Tua, to see what's going to happen there, how long he's going to be out. But Dave, he wants to play. He's got a right to play. I love everybody wanting to this, like, you know, you can have your opinion. I mean, it keeps us in business, Dave, the opinion of everybody that cares. But listen, if the guy wants to play and he gets doctors to sign off, he should play.
Yeah, I haven't talked to a doctor who said at least he has to retire. I mean, there's nobody out there saying that. In fact, the doctors are saying, the guy I talked to yesterday, if he takes the time, and really the criticism over the Dolphins the last time came from, you know, 5 days between the Buffalo collapse that right. wasn't ruled a concussion to the Cincinnati concussion, where he's in the fencing pose and taken off on a stretcher. The thing that everybody says to be careful about is the duration of sitting out and recovering and making sure everything is okay. And that's evidently a crucial point. Now, if this keeps going on, I mean, right. at some point we're at a, I don't know where the breaking point is or the line is to cross where say, okay, we're getting to too much territory. And then certainly it's coming up if this keeps going on. But from talking to people, we haven't got to that point if treatments are okay right now.
Yeah, it's he's got to play smart, too, when he comes back. Too late, yeah. But you can't. I mean, you got to slide, man. I don't care if it's head first or butt first, but you got to slide. Whether you're an old school head first slider into second base or like the pop-up off your butt slide, great, but you can't take people on. I don't care what size they are. You cannot take anybody on around your neck and your shoulders and your head. Would be.
I think he was just so frustrated that night that he forgot how to play smart. You know, he said, I need to do something to spark the team.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Spark the night. And you're right. You got to play smarter. You just can't. On the other hand, that was such a, by NFL standards, and I talked to Hamlin after the game, and he's you know, he's my size, 6 foot.
He's not a big guy.
I wish I was as 200 pounds. I'm a little more than that. But you know, he's not a big guy. So if he can get hurt that way, that's the scary part to me.
I agree.
If he can get hurt that way, it could be any hit.
Yeah, that one didn't look real violent the way the guy hit him with his body and everything else. Well, listen, Dave, we just wanted to see if we could give you a little therapy because you've been getting after it a little bit at the Sun Sentinel. So we just wanted to give you a little therapy here on the show and share it with everybody. So thank you.
I'm feeling better, Joe. I appreciate it.
That's what we do, Dave. That's what we do. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you.
Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel, columnist. Some of his articles, not real fired up about things right now. And hey, man, we'll see. Because guess what? Games aren't stopping. We'll be in Seattle this Sunday. And what are they? Seattle's 2-0. My God, they've won two. Boy, New England had them, though. New England was in great shape to beat them. Oh, my gosh. Hey, by the way, if you've been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that made you promises and they haven't been able to keep them, you're not alone. Happens all the time. Some of the top reasons clients fire or change their lawyer on their injury case: lack of communication, can't get a friggin' call back, no personal relationship. That's not going to happen with Harvey and Gary. I'm talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yep, I say them by first name because they're good guys and they're going to treat you like your family, like your friends, and the way you want to be treated. Yes, the partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 33 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. They'll always be on the phone with you. Any question you have, even on a weekend, injuries caused by negligence of others, go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-324-7333, 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. They do it themselves, and they do it better than anybody else out there. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, my guys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.